Blog Talk Radio.
The virus is still in Tokyo, the virus is still cutting up.
God is still in control, but I believe in divine healing tonight. And if you, we come on 5 days a week. We on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Saturday, this is divine healing tonight, divine word of the Bible. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the Bible. When the Bible was given to us, we can read and write, our ancestors. But we learned how to free ourselves out of the Bible and deal with reality. And I'm praying for those in Tokyo, because the Lord's going to, it's about money. It's about, we're going to let the show go on. They don't want to respect God. And that's one most important thing. And I'm going to tell you about when I was down south with Bishop Moore and what happened. If you got a need, you kind of see tonight. And if you see little or big, whatever you see, Mary, it'll be a blessing for you. But when you see, when you put your seed, you got to say, I'm seeding for a house. I'm seeding for a car. I'm seeding for my health. I'm seeding for strength. I'm seeding for love. If you got a need to plant a seed, and I feel that you need to seed for what you want. And I'm just going to give you a little out of my seeding. You know, I was with Bishop Moore, and we seeded an organ and a piano, and we got blessed. Because when you got a need, you plant a seed. You can go to my website, that's thuseedabraham.com. Call me. And at my number, 708-582-0372. I'm praying for every person. I had prophesied about a boat turning over. I see a big boat with people on it turn over, people jumping off of this big boat. But I see, I was telling somebody about the crash, lots of stuff will happen on the water. Let me say it again. Lots of boat crashes, or lots of people on the boat catching up, find something about the boat. I see that. I see something about a plane falling coming into America. I want you to get ready, because I see that if we don't watch, we have to shut this city, this country back down because of greed. The businessmen want so much money, they don't want people to get healed. People taking the shot and they still getting the virus. I feel, I want to say this and put this down. If you got children going to school, make sure they wear masks. If you live in a place where they don't want to wear no mask, home train your children. Because I feel the children need to wear masks with all this stuff going on. Ain't nobody really told us how this virus, where it come from, how to deal with it. So I just feel that we need to, our children need to wear masks. And you need to wear a mask if you're going in and out. I don't care if you took 2 shots, 3 shots, wear your mask. Because till we get to the bottom of this, everybody want to get back to normal. It'll never be normal. It will never be normal. Things going to be. Psalm 53, Psalm 54, Psalm 51, Psalm 71. It would never be the same. It's always going to be different. I just want to share that with you. Well, you think, well, we want to get back to normal. Your normal ain't normal. See, God is doing something. Okay?
The richest man in the world, Musa, not Musa, was the richest man in the world. And he seeded to the world. He seeded to people he didn't know. He seeded to cities and countries. So seeding is a thing that we got to do. Tell you, welcome to the new life of giving, reaping, and sowing. The richest empire was in Africa. It was Mansa Musa, the richest man in the world. Mansa Musa tied it, gold, millions of gold, and it's over in Southern Africa. He was black. And I want to tell you, that you can be a person to do the same thing, know how to do it.
One of the greatest empires of that time. Although it was not the biggest, like the Roman Empire, they were definitely a key piece economically and religiously. This time we're focusing more on their greatest
master,
the richest man that ever lived, as some sources say. He ruled the Mali Empire for 25 years, between 1312 and 1337, and led them into prosperity and serious development. There weren't many African empires, but the Mali Empire was one of the most important. Mansa Musa was a very important emperor and conqueror of that time, and he's still remembered to this day for all of his achievements, and most of all, his lavish lifestyle and wealth. If you're new here, welcome. Be sure to subscribe and follow us on Instagram at ALUG.
Mansa Musa was the richest man in the world, and he was black. But he understood the law of sowing and reaping. If you got seed to sow your seed, things happen. And I want to talk a little bit about the rich man. Now, before I talk about him, I want to talk about some of the stuff that you intend. What I'm saying to you right now, if you got a need to plant a seed, Proverbs 4 and 21, 22, 23, I want you to get ready. Because it's running faith. And I want to tell you right now, you got to have the key to know how to open that door to where you might be a supplier. Say the word supplier. If you got seed, you have to sow them. Some of you ain't never sold over a dollar. Come out $10, come out $1,000, $2,000. If you got the need to plant the seed. If you hold the money, and God wants what you want. You say, well, I can give this to God. No, you don't want something you're going to throw away. He wants you to give the best. I'm planting this seed in good soil. And I'm going to pray that this year, 27 people, if you plant your seed of $1,000 in June, July, August, is a turnaround for you, and you're going to be rich. And what I mean by that, you would never have lack. And if you just have faith and go in the spirit realm, you'll open up that key where you will be rich with money. You might not have nothing now, but you said you make a vow. I'm gonna seed $1,000 to this ministry. And I'm gonna wait on God. And if you see Philippians 4:19, Philippians 4:13, if you begin to see, God will make sure that whatever you need will happen. What I like about Mansa Musa, he was the richest man in the world. But he was the most important man that sold seed all over the world. Thousands of camels, thousands of slaves. And when he moved, a whole city moved. 10,000 camels, 100,000 people with gold. And when he walked into a city, he planted seed to everybody. Everybody came in his vibration, he gave it. So what I'm saying to you, you got to be able to, for your miracle, to understand the miracle that God got for you and what God's going to do for you. First, you got to be able to see for your miracle. What I mean see, you got to give it. Shake down, pray together, running over. God will give to you that the measure that you need to give back to you. You got to throw some seeds out. And I want to tell this story where you might understand the key to seeking for your miracle is to see to take your seed and put them out there. You say, well, Bishop, I don't have $1,000. If you begin to give $10, $20 till you reach that $1,000, Once you reach $1,000, you don't see that $1,000, all you got to do is expect your miracle. Expect your harvest gonna come in. Your harvest might be a house, a car, your harvest might be good health, the harvest might be your friend, your husband, your wife, your children. You got to expect the power of God and walk in faith. Hebrews 11:1, now faith is a certain thing, hope for everything, nothing. What I need you tonight, the picture, I'm going to plant that seed of $1,000. I'm going to do it because I know God's going to give me, as long as you don't plant this seed, your business is going to grow, the new house. All of that going to grow because you took time out and planted the seed. You took time out and you did what the commandments said. You obeyed God, the law of God. This is the law of seeding and reaping. When you get ready to reap your harvest, can nobody stop that? Well, that's your harvest. And, you know, when you plant your seed, and we're going to put it on good ground, and I want you to see for your miracle. Luke 6:38. And 100 number of times it's going to be the Lord is my God. You got to seek, man, woman. You got to seek. I know you got millions of dollars, but that ain't going to count. God wants to give you a bit. Let me tell you what happened. Me and Bishop Moore went out, and Bishop Moore went all the way back. Texas, we stopped. The Cena, Bishop Moore made lots of money. And I made $1,000. I was happy. Got this out, like get some gas in the car, I can do some things. When I got back in the church that Sunday, old ragged organ, old ragged piano, and God said, Bishop, just like I'm talking to you, give that $1,000. Now, I was thinking him for it last night, but this morning, Sunday morning, he said, give it to the church. I said, God, you sure you're talking to me? Talking to you. I got up Sunday morning, so I want to see $1,000 for a new organ and a piano. So when I did that, Bishop Moore got up and he seeded $1,000. I guess God talked to him too. That $2,000 we seeded to the piano and organ. And I said, everybody get up and see $100. They popped in that popcorn. And we seeded it. When we got to the eat, I was very quiet. It's mostly very quiet. I said, yeah. I seen that my money was gone, but I didn't say nothing. That Monday, man drove on a church lot. I'm looking for Bishop trying to ask me. That Mercedes out there, hit a key to it. No, you pray for my daughter. She healed from drug addiction. Look at the seed. Look at the seed up in that. I went on with that. I thank God for that. On my way to run a revival in Yazoo City, Mississippi, down and do rent all through that. And when I got there, Mother Gibson, she's so gone now. Mother Gibson said, Bishop, the lady wants you to come and pray for her land. The lady had all kind of land. I stood out and prayed, lifted my hand to God. And I got through. I said, Lord, thank you for this land that this woman had given from her family. Thank you for it. Then I prayed for her. After I prayed for her, the oil company comes, she had a mother load of oil on that land. But I prayed that God bring a mother load to her. So she had oil on the land. So when we get through praying, the lady come in her kitchen and give $10,000. She seeded $10,000 to my ministry. And I thank God I gave Mother Gibson $5,000. And I went on and kept on moving. Sometimes you have to see, and you don't see what your seed going to bring, the harvest. The harvest bought her a mother load of oil because she had the prophet to come and pray for that land. And I want to tell you right now, sometimes you have to see and name what you want. And once you name what you want, you get what you want. And you say, I'm seeking for my miracle. I'm seeking my miracle. Once you seek, you seek for your miracle. So that happens. Now, I will say to you, Master, Musa Master was the richest man in the world. He was black. And everywhere he went, he seeded trillions of dollars. Trillions. He messed the economy up everywhere he went. He had a concubine. He had 140 camels.
Let's give these great mighty ministers here a strong black hand. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, all praise is to Allah, the Lord of all the world. I bear witness that regardless of land or label or language, there is but one God.
That's right.
And I bear witness to Most High, to Isaac, to Horus, to Abraham, to Moses, to Jesus, and Muhammad, all of the great worthies who came in the great line of divine. I greet you, my beloved and beautiful black brothers and sisters, with the greeting word to peace. Assalamu alaikum. I am very happy and very honored to have this opportunity to be with you here, New York, spot number 7. Some of us are just returning from Atlanta, Georgia. Not Atlanta, Georgia, but Atlanta, Georgia. There in Atlanta, Georgia. In the office. How many of you know Dominic? You see, Dominic, he come down the court and slam dunk backwards, almost turn a flip and slam dunk. We were in the office when Dominique does his magic in Atlanta, Georgia. The capacity is 17,000 just last night. So we crammed and jammed them and stacked them and packed them like sardines in a can. And over 19,000 packed into the Omni in Atlanta, Georgia to hear the truth coming from the
Yeah. Not only with this name. Number 6 box.
say, well, I don't know about that. Well, we know you don't know about that. Since you admit you don't know about that, ain't no sense in you coming here arguing about what you don't know. You don't even know your own birthday, let alone knowing the white man's birthday. All right? As long as we got that understanding, we won't even have any arguments. The Bible says, 6 days shall thy rule and labor, O man, but on the seventh day you will be put to rest. And for the 20th chapter says, your man's servant will not work for you on that day. Your maid servant will not work for you on that day, nor your ox, nor your ass, nor the stranger that is within thy gate. Now let me back up and stop and look at it one more.
Oh,
who has man's servant?
Come on.
Who?
Are you afraid to say it?
No, no. Who has man's servant? Who has maid servant? And he has all of the oxes and the asses out.
That's right.
Right? That's right. He rides his donkey, rides up till they sweat.
Go ahead.
It says, nor the stranger that is within his gate. Who's the stranger within the gates of the white man? Genesis the 15th chapter, the 13th, the 14th, and the 15th verses tell us of a people that would be in bondage in a strange land among a strange people for 400 years. And you know that that's got to be talking about us. There's something strange about America. In fact, everything is strange about America, and there's something strange about the white man. In fact, everything is strange about the white man. He calls himself the odd fellow. He even has marks that call the odd fellows hard. And I do go argue with a man who calls himself the odd fellow. He knows himself. He says he's the odd fellow. Here we are looking at this condition as the Bible bears witness to our condition. It gives us the problems that we are facing, and then it gives us the solution to those problems in the Bible. But can we allow Revelation to put you later? Talking about, you know, you acting like you don't know them. leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Lewis.
Babies.
That's right.
They were half doing.
Come on.
Not all the way.
deal with the whole picture right now. They discovered nothing. They thought the earth was flat. Isabella, or whatever her name was, she thought the earth was flat. I'm telling you that if this girl had to go to the toilet, if it looked like it was too close to the horizon, this girl would just hold it. She couldn't go to the toilet because she thought she was going to fall off the earth on the way to the toilet. Her and Chris were just cooking each other at home or doing on themselves right there. We already knew the earth was round. The lead ship was named after a black man named Petro de Nijo. Petro de Nijo was a navigator of the high seas. He was a mathematician and an astronomer. Chris and Isabel would still be the head over there if we wouldn't have let them out there. He told us they were going, they gave us the wrong direction. They didn't want to go one place. He'll end up in another place. He didn't give us the right direction. All they had to do was tell us where he wanted to go. But they say that they discovered a barrier. How are you going to discover something that somebody else already lives in? That's a baby talking. That's a baby's blood. That's a childish Christian challenge. And the white man is only $6. That's all. That's right. Going out there on 95 and finding a road going that had a flat child on 95, and the people went to go get the tire fixed, and we jump out the keys in there, and we go on the other side, fix the platform, people can get back, jump in the road going, and start riding down 95. Heading for the turnpike somewhere. And the white folks pull up on sirens screaming, lights flashing. And they pull us over and say, get out of the car, buddy. You know how they trip over. Get out of the car, buddy. We step out of the car and say, wait a minute, officer. We got this all wrong. We discovered this road wrong. We were going down 95. They would put up hundreds of jail.
Yourself.